I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Well, the hours are ticking away and the midnight deadline looms, but there's still no agreement on a federal budget. In fact, Republicans and Democrats in Washington can't even agree on why there's no agreement. So a government shutdown remains a real possibility. If it does happen, about 800,000 federal workers would be furloughed. They'd have to stop working and go without pay. That's out of a federal workforce of 4.4 million, by the way. Among those affected would be Foreign Service employees. Susan Johnson is president of the American Foreign Service Association. The group held a rally today to oppose the shutdown. Susan, what was today's rally about?
Marco, it was really about two things. First of all, it was to demonstrate and to call for support for public service and public servants. Secondly, it was to call on our Congress to come to agreement and pass a budget and to emphasize the importance of our work to American national interests, American national prosperity, and also to the image of the United States in the world.
So how do you think all this battle over, you know, the budget and the potential shutdown, more importantly, how do you think it does make the U.S. look overseas?
When the U.S. has to shut down the government or does shut down our government, then that doesn't send the kind of signal we would like to send about our nation's democratic process and our credibility and our ability to either reach compromise or take care of our own affairs in an orderly way. So I think it's not a positive thing for America's image and our leadership role.
So, Susan, if the government does shut down, how will it affect foreign service workers overseas?
Our embassies abroad are seen as part of our national security apparatus, and therefore they do not close down completely. The authority and responsibility is given to each ambassador or chief of mission to make a determination in his or her country and specific situation how many people need to be accepted and need to therefore report to duty and how many don't. So some basic things will continue, such as diplomatic reporting on most bilateral and multilateral issues, arms control issues, and of course in crisis countries where probably close to 100% of the staff will probably be called upon to continue their work.
And for Americans living overseas, like small-scale stuff, if I lose my passport in Paris or in Lagos, Nigeria, will someone be at the U.S. Embassy there to help me?
I'm afraid not under normal circumstances. You would just have to wait until such time as the furlough is over and full services resume, unless you had some pressing life or death emergency. Someone in your family was dying, some other, you know, critical crisis of that nature.
Susan Johnson is the president of the American Foreign Service Association. She's been speaking with us about the impact of a possible government shutdown on foreign service workers and on the image of the United States overseas. Susan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Marco.